Hello and welcome to episode 7, season 1 of The Purple Patch with Duck and Oz.
Hey, listeners.
It's a podcast?
It's a podcast.
By Fremantle fans, for Fremantle fans, Oz. And before we get into anything today, mate, I'd just like, before we sit down,
yep.
I'd like you to take some assumptions off the table, mate.
Yep, I'm sorry.
I'd like you to stop assuming that I want to continue to podcast.
Sorry about that.
That I want to podcast here and that I need to podcast.
Okay,
mate.
Fair enough, mate. You got
Shout
me
out to on. Our great leader Ross Lyon, who absolutely blew the top off the media on Wednesday's press conference.
How
I thought
was
it was
that?
One of the greats, and just absolutely just barreled into some interesting questions that they continue to ask. I guess journos just don't get it when you're like, I don't want to talk about it. First thing, I'm here to talk about the game. I don't really want to talk about anything else. Ross, are you going to leave? Like, bro, what is there? What are you, waxing ears? Get used to that. All right, Dockers fans. Fremantle Dockers taking on the Western Bulldogs at 11:10 Western Standard Time. I think it's delayed on TV, which is always a classic, a delayed
yes.
away game.
Yes.
At Marvel Stadium, the stadium previously known as Etihad Stadium, Telstra Dome, Colonial Stadium, now Marvel.
Now Marvel.
Because Marvel need advertising, do they?
That's correct.
Like, I don't understand that, mate. It makes no sense.
No.
The 8-9 Western Bulldogs versus the 8-9 Frio Dockers. So we got a bit of a humdinger, mate. Dockers 4-1 in the last 5 versus the Western Bulldogs. This is a little bit of a loser leaves town match, mate. Winner takes all. Little bit of a mini elimination final, I think. Yeah. Whoever loses this game, they can kiss finals goodbye.
Oh, we got a sniff. We got a...
And you know, mate, the Dockers always do pretty well against the Western Bulldogs.
Yes,
so we're
we
red
do.
Hot sniff. Coming off the win last week against Sydney, mate.
Well, we are up and about.
Western Bulldogs like to play a heavy possession game, mate. And once you start possessing the ball too much against the Dockers, they will be tackling you from nowhere, mate. Pressure from all kinds. And be very interesting to see how we go on the weekend. Oz, do you want to quickly go through the ins and outs for the Dockers?
Absolutely, mate. So, ins for Fremantle this week. We've got an extended interchange name because obviously we play on the Sunday. We've got Hayden Ballantyne, Bailey Banfield, Mitchell Croden, and Nat Fyfe, Lockie Schultz. They are the ins. Mm. And the outs, Cam McCarthy, who has been omitted. Mm. So as it stands, our lineup is from the back line, Wilson, Hamling, Ryan. Our halfbacks, Reese Conker, Griffin Logan, Adam Chera. In the centre line, we've got Brad Hill, Nat Fyfe, and Ed Langdon. Half forward, we've got Darcy Tucker, Michael Walters, and Bewley. And in our forward line, we've got Brandon Matera, Lobb, who seems to have recovered from his shoulder injury, which is great, and Big Sean Darcy. And our followers are Sandilands, Blakely, and Mundy, which means, Duck, that our interchange is currently Banfield, Brayshaw, Hughes, Ballantyne, Duman, Crowden, Switkowski, and Schultz. Now, talk us through who you think is going to come in there.
Mate, of the 7 that are named on the bench, only 4 will come from there. I think this will be the 4, mate. I think I can see our mate Doodle Dooman, the skinny, rangy halfback flanker who got loose and played a pretty good game last week and did a pretty good job in the back line. I think he will play. I think Ethan Hughes will also play, mate, and I've got him coming up a little bit later on in the matchup, so I bloody hope he plays, mate. Otherwise, I'm going to have egg on my face. Andy Brayshaw, of course, had probably his best game for the club on the weekend, and I don't want to say that there's not an interview coming up with him. With us, so maybe it was a little bit of the Duck and Oz magic that we put on him, bit of juju,
that
got him up and about. And the last guy, mate,
click record there on that interview just quietly.
The last guy, I reckon Schultz is going to get a game.
Oh, mate. Hello,
Schultz, and that means that Switkowski gets omitted. I just think Schultz might be able to bring a little bit more. Switter's been good. Pressure being good, but the big thing about Switter that I have the knock on him is his goal kicking prowess, which he has a lack of.
Now, funny you should say that, Duck, because I'm very close to you. I've obviously got the tackler in there, which is Brayshaw. Ethan Hughes, I thought, played a great game last week. bounce back. I've got, same with you, I've got Duman. And the fourth guy I've got actually is a little different. A guy by the name of Hayden Ballantyne.
The forgotten man.
The forgotten man of Fremantle football.
Now, mate, obviously we know sometimes Ross looks out and the match committee don't necessarily look at form in Peel. Baller's been really struggling down at Peel coming back from his injury. Schultz been setting it on fire. I'd be a little bit disappointed if Baller's goes ahead of Schultz considering Schultz was the emergency last week. But you never know. You never know. Ballers could come out and have an absolute blinder.
My theory on that is Ballers has a fantastic understanding of the game plan, provides good structure, tackling pressure, and I think we'll need that in the forward line with some extra tools.
Yeah. Well, we've got some big... Mate, we've got a big team. Very big team compared to Western Bulldogs as
big
well.
Big boys!
Now, Western Bulldogs, just quickly, mate. Their ins and outs. Hayes... Dale Morris, back from a long layoff, so great to see him back. Ed Richards, Sweet, Riley West, and Bailey Williams, and out Shacky and Suckling. So Suckling with his rangy left foot,
yeah,
Shacky as a solid forward.
Yes,
that's looking pretty good for us. So mate, I like this. I know these matchups aren't final, but the matchup at the moment of Hayden Crozier versus Sean Darcy, as matched up on the Magnets, mate, could be very interesting.
Oh, the Magnets could be moving a go-go there, but yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a big day for Tim English against three massive ruckmen.
Yep.
I think Rory Lobb, by all sounds of things, is going to come up for the match. So, I mean, he's been named, and you'd assume he'd be up and about, but you never know. He might not get on the plane. But, look, if we have Lobb, Darcy, and Sanderlands against a relatively small Western Bulldogs...
There could be some ownerage there.
Could be very interesting. We're going in with the tactics again.
Yeah.
Could it pay off? It'd be very interesting.
I think it will for us.
Well, I'm excited, mate.
We'll
Sandy's
get there.
Up and about.
I don't want to give anything away, but here we go.
Mate, let's go into some key matchups, and we'll start with the back line. Look, for the Dockers, Sam Lloyd versus Ethan Hughes. Now, Hughes, obviously, back in the side after initially being dropped last week when Stephen Hill's gone out with a bit of a quad. Much maligned defender, you'd say, with Hughesy. One of the guys that every week Travis King seems to call for him to be dropped. The mates of my Dockers chat are like, drop Hughes. He doesn't really do... He does... Like, he makes the odd mistake, fair dougs, and all the Dockers fans out there know he does that, but he does a lot of little things that don't get noticed.
You know, I love
so him. Once he makes the one mistake, it looks like he's done nothing right for the whole time. So, look, couple of big blues I've got here. Had a strong last game last week, and that effort in the contest in the last quarter probably could have been caught holding the ball, but held the ball in, stopped the Swannies from getting a quick goal. Mate, and just before we do go any further, I watched the last 2 minutes last night again. Rory Lobb's effort with one arm.
That's what I tried to tell you on the Purple Rain.
Mate, I was like, that was insane. That's I think I was too euphoric in the W,
okay,
mate.
Yeah.
I was getting all swept up in it. Mate, good matchup, hopefully, to shut down Lloyd. Lloyd, of course, their leading goal kicker, coming across from Richmond. 29 goals, 21, 58 score involvements, and the leading goal kicker at the moment at the Western Bulldogs, down at the kennel, as they like to call it, mate. Always bobs up and kicks a goal or two if you go through and look at his stats. It's just like, just every week he kicks one or two goals. So, look, he's kicked 7 goals in the last 3 games. So, hopefully, if we can keep him quiet, it'll be a long way, because as our recent scoring's been going on, we can't have anyone kicking too many goals for the opposition there, Oz.
This is true.
Mate, into the midfield.
Oh, boy. Now, my midfield matchup starts with Jackson McRae versus Darcy Tucker. Now, McRae is a 191 centimetre, 85 kilo beast that runs through the midfield and really should have been admitted to hospital with leather poisoning throughout the course of the season. Now, get this. He's had 9 games of over 30 touches, most notably 42 disposals versus Collingwood in round 4. He actually ranks 2nd in total disposals, but more importantly, 3rd in total effective disposals, which actually makes him such a valued asset through the middle. He can sneak forward. He's kicked 3 goals on a couple of occasions, so we've got to be careful of that.
Yeah, goal now, kicking midfielder.
The man we call Doctor Who, Darcy Tucker, 183 centimetres and 83 kegs, I think is an ideal run with player to counter McRae. Now, according to Champion Data, Tucker is actually ranked above average in disposals at 19.5 per game, disposal efficiency at 73%, and pressure acts at 19.6 per game. Now, furthermore, true to his Purple Ray nickname of Dr. Who Duck, I'm certain that the vast football landscape is unaware he actually ranks above average in effective disposals at 14.2 per game. And intercept possessions at 2.9 per game. So this is where the true value of Tucker for me shines through. He's clean with the ball in hand and I think influences scoring chains. And it's around the 4.4 score involvements per game. And he's also quick and good at nullifying players such as McRae. Now, if you could indulge me here.
Yeah.
The piece de resistance for midfield matchups is the Bont versus Fife.
Yeah.
This is what we know about Bontempelli. He's a freak. Let's start with that. He's 193 centimetres. He's 93 kegs. He's ranked third in total clearances, fourth in total metres gained, fifth for inside 50s, and fourth for total score involvements. He's an aerial threat. He runs all day. He's clean by hand and foot, and he's booted 11 goals this season. Now, just a friendly reminder about Nathaniel Fife, Duck. 190 centimetres, our top gun. 92 kegs. So really, in a wrestling match, you'd probably say it's even. Further to that, Fife is currently ranked number one in contested possessions per game, fourth in clearances per game, whilst topping over 30 possessions in 9 games this season. So really, both players have the ability to influence the game with their strengths and would be a fascinating matchup for mine. For the sake of the game, I feel that these two brutes should be allowed to go head-to-head. I do think Top Gun Fife takes the chockies in the matchup and helps guide Frio to victory in what I think will be a seesawing contest.
Nice. I think every time Fife comes up against someone who's Fife-like, he puts on his big boy pants, mate. He takes him to town. I mean, last time they played, Fife 30 disposals, Bontempelli 22, had a massive influence on the game here over in WA. So I really think Fife, he's had a week off now with his elbow infection. So hopefully he's fresh, he's ready to go, hits the ground running, and really dominates the game and dominates over the big Bont. Now, mate, just quickly into the forward matchup before you hit that, mate. Sonny Walters versus Caleb Daniels. Now, these guys aren't likely to play on each other's eyes, but very key matchup here. Look, big game from Walters needed in terms of the forward line prowess. I think if we can get Sonny in the forward line a bit more, Fife comes back, Blakely goes in the guts a bit more, Brayshaw, you know, we see Walters run down forward a bit more. Been playing in the mids a bit, but I think with the speed at Marvel, and he's going to hopefully have a big game. It's going to be a nice, quick game, and we've got the big lumbering ruckman floating around, but Walters will bob up and about. If he can kick more than two, I think we're a real red-hot sniff. And his form is a direct link to the Dockers' form. I mean, when he was up and about, the Dockers were up and about. Just quickly, although he won't match up on Caleb Daniels, mate, Caleb Daniels, the guy wears the helmet, and actually he's a really handsome dude. So just put that out there. Mate, his drive and run from halfback flank, very important. A lot of hand passing, gets involved in a lot of links and a lot of chains. Mate, but if I wouldn't be surprised if they don't put anyone to him, just because the Dockers don't mind if you overpossess a bit, because it means they can set up their zone. Means they can lock things down. You want to play around with it, that's cool. You know, so it wouldn't surprise me if Caleb Daniel has a big game, but limited impact on the outcome of it. All right, Oz, let's go to a break. When we come back, dual citizens, the first time they met, and then our predictions. Welcome back to the Purple Patch, Episode 7, Season 1, a Fremantle Dockers podcast brought to you by Freo fans, for Freo fans. We've got Duck and Oz here.
Hey, how you going?
Now, dual citizens.
Oh.
Mate, now
this is fast becoming the fan favourite.
It's because there's so many legendary Dockers. Like, yeah, it's true. A lot of cult heroes. And, mate, look at these list of cult heroes I had to pick from today.
Yep.
Daniel Benn. Could have had him. One of the greats.
DB.
Hayden Crozier, who's still playing, but I think
Ricks
is a bit of a cult hero. Ricks. Kingsley Hunter.
Oh.
Oh, don't tell me he's not a cult hero. Brad Weirer.
Oh.
Get him at the bottom of the pack. Daniel Hardgraves didn't play much for the Dockers, but played a bit for Western Bulldogs, I believe. And then Joel Hamlin. Now, is this the Hamlin-Crozier Cup, maybe, this one?
I know where you're going. Come on now. Hit me.
Stephen Coops.
Yes!
Stephen Coops, mate. An all-time favourite down at the Dockers, mate. Now, not only is Stephen Coops an all-time favourite because of what he did on field, but once he left the club, mate, he delivered us also an all-time favourite. So, Stephen Coops, 78 games for the Freo Dockers, 11 for Western Bulldogs. He was a zone selection in 1995. He won the Hunter Harrison Medal for the best player in a Division 2 under-18s for Northern Territory, mate. Youngest ever Docker, mate, at 17 years and 277 days. Now, this is before Oz, they brought in the rule that you had to be over 18 to get drafted. So, youngest Docker ever to play.
Yeah, right, okay.
Obviously, a rangy half-forward flanker. Used to love a bit of a mark and a bit of a kick and a goal. Mate, traded to the Western Bulldogs for pick 19. And this was back when no one knew what trades were. I mean, why are you trading pick 19 for Stephen Coops? I mean, he's good, but pick 19? I mean, come on. Pick 19 just turned into one guy by the name of David Barramundi, baby.
Oh.
So, pretty good work there. Now, mate, let me take you back to a bit of a game. Back in round 18, the year of our Lord 2001, mate, when the Dockers went 2-20 for the season. Got the wooden spoon. But in front of 16,500 fans at Docklands, this is back when we used to play Hawthorn in Melbourne.
Huh.
Mate, the Dockers 16-10 ran over the top of the Hawthorn Hawks 13-12-90. Mate, to win. Storm home kicked 6-1. They were down by 30 points at halftime.
We beat Hawthorn.
Yeah, we beat them.
Okay.
Mate, unbelievable. This is before Hawthorn were good as well. Stephen Coops, and this is my favourite, it wasn't his greatest game for possessions and or for goals, but it's one of the games that's just a classic 2000s or classic old school footy game. He had 8 disposals and kicked 3 goals. Like, just awesome. Like, mate, unbelievable. Kicked our first goal of the game. Had a great game, old Stephen Coops, and just really had a solid performance, mate. Now, your thoughts on Stephen Coops, mate?
Is I love Stephen Coops, mate. I believe he snuck into the Oz 25.
You picked him. Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you?
Pretty much.
For excitement factor.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just love the hang. Very slight. Yes. Looked like he was 60 kilos ringing wet. But I tell you what, he put in efforts. I love little Coops. He just had a nouse for a goal as well. I just love that.
I remember we used to call him Chicken Coops.
Yep.
Like, not chicken as in he's a chicken or a coward or anything like that. Just the old chicken Coops. But, mate, rangy half-forward flanker and obviously continued to give after he left. Now, I think he...
Sensational selection, by the way.
Thank you, mate.
Because I had a lot of people asking me this week, who's going to be the dual citizen? Mm. And I can say, out of the 15 people that asked me, 14 said Stephen Coops, please.
So, nice. No, I don't know. Please. Please give us Coops. It's what we want. The people demand Coops. I don't think you got a top 10 finish in the... I should have written this down.
That's right.
Poor research that's by right. me. Anyway, mate, let's get on to the first time they met.
Well, this is exciting, Duck. We actually have a new number one song that I can finally play that was around the time that Fremantle played Footscray.
Oh, yeah.
1995.
Oh, was this... this game that you're about to talk about, mate? Was this at Western Oval?
Western Oval.
Nice.
Now, get excited. Song? This time. Here's Johnny by Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
Now, for all of you bangers out there that loved a little bit of a nightclub, going to it, bit of a rave. This was, anyway, so on Saturday, 29th of April, 1995, in front of 16,800 screaming fans at the Western Oval, Duck, Fremantle played an absolute belter against the Footscray Football Club. Unfortunately, the game tragically slipped away from the Dockers in the final quarter when Footscray booted 4-2 to Frio's 2-2, and the Doggies won the final quarter by 12 points. And get this, the final result, 14-12-96, and the Doggies, 14-14.98.
Oh,
and an absolute...
Now, Oz...
Yeah. Go. Yeah.
Was it Sean McManus's debut?
Yep.
Nice. I wouldn't have known these games. I was too young.
So let me tell you about this very quickly, Duck. We had some massive performances by Scotty Chisholm. 24 disposals, Ooh. 7 marks, 2 tackles. He had the 3 Brownlow votes, if you don't mind.
Oh, Chisholm.
In a losing team.
Prince of Pockets. That's pretty good.
In a losing team. Now, you may know who this guy is, Duck, but keep it together if you can, because I'm going to deep dive on this guy. Peter Miller had 24 disposals and 3 goals. 6 marks and 1 tackle. And Dale Kickett had 4 tackles, 7 marks and 16 disposals. Now, some of the names running around for the Footscray Football Club at this time, the current coach of Greater Western Sydney, Leon Cameron.
Oh, yeah, he just had one of my faves.
Just a lazy 35 touches. Tony Liberatore had 34 touches. Scotty West, Jose Romero, Rowan Smith.
Jose Romero!
Chris Grant kicked 3 goals. Richard Osborne, 4 goals. And, of course, WA's favourite son, Daniel Southern.
Oh, Daniel Southern.
Daniel Southern.
Oh, mate.
Mate. Now, I would like to spend a little bit of time deep diving into a player that booted 3 goals for the Dockers on the day.
Okay.
And that is Peter Miller.
I never heard of Peter Miller.
Now, Peter Miller played a significant role in the history of the Fremantle Football Club, Duck. Are you ready for this? Now, along with Peter Bell, Peter Miller was actually one of Fremantle's first signings in late 1994 from East Perth, played as a rover. Now, if you can recall the first Frio players doing the Chariots of Fire type jogging sequence, you know, the montage, if you will, before the montage was a montage, he was to the left of Billy.
Okay.
Now, he was 168 centimetres.
Whoa, man.
So, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. 71 kegs. And he donged the anchor for 16 games. He only played 16 games. Jeez. Now, how about this for an interesting fact? Miller debuted at 26 years of age in one day, right? Huh. And surprisingly retired from the AFL at the end of the season, still aged 26 years and 150 days. How about that for a random bit of trivia?
Interesting.
Now, after a short break from football, he returned to East Perth and was later appointed captain. He played a total of 176 games for the Royals between 1988 and 98, and he did win the FD Book Medal in 92 and 98.
Oh, nice.
Played in one grand final,
which 96.
Was a narrow loss to Claremont. Yep, now, this is what makes him very special, Doug. Mm. Peter Miller kicked the first goal in the Maiden Western Derby in 1995.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Took a nice mark on the wing against David Hart and slotted through the big sticks. Cop that, West Coast fans.
Well, they win by like 80 points.
Doesn't matter. He kicked the first goal in the derby, mate.
That's very interesting, man. I would have never picked that. Peter Miller, eh? East Perth legend. Missed out on the, like, what, he retired. He was captain. Retired, and then they won 3 in a row. Yep. 2000, 2001, 2002. Yep. Went to all those. 96, went to that grand final. Scott Loving dropped chess mark in the goal square with about a minute to go. That's all right. Mate, I was 8 years old, and I still remember that. Jeff White played for East Perth. Yeah, man. That's it.
I love doing this deep dive stuff.
Now, predictions. Okay. Oz.
Yep.
Thoughts. What do you reckon?
I think this is going to be a seesawing contest. Yep. I don't necessarily think a team will get a stranglehold of the game. I think it will be up and down, just the way the game's played. I agree with what you were saying before, that they like to possess the ball and sometimes overpossess the ball. That is the Western Bulldogs. So I'm predicting Fremantle is going to win. I think probably in the last 7 minutes, we probably kick a couple of goals clear. But by that stage, we sort of settle. I reckon we win by 4 goals.
Interesting. Mate, Bullies have been like, they have mirrored the Dockers a bit in their wins and losses. They only just win. They only just lose. You know, they've come off a loss against St Kilda. Dockers come off a great win against Sydney. And mate, I'll watch that last 2 minutes again. Do yourself a favour, guys. Just watch the last 2 minutes again. We kicked 2 points. I mean, it's unbelievable.
If you look carefully, but both of us are nearly hanging out the window there yelling at
But, him. Mate, I think a betting man would have either team under 15 points, I reckon, if you could get that. This old try bet back in the day. But, look, I honestly think the game will be less than 15 points either way. Either way, there'll be a goal or two in it either way. It'll be another tight game for all those Dockers fans out there. You know, maybe check on your cholesterol and your heart and see how that's going. And just before you watch the game on Sunday. So
I'm curious to know whether you think we're going to kick over 75 points.
I reckon the final score will be 80 to 73, and it could be either way.
Hmm.
It could be Western Bulldogs 80, it could be Dockers 80, but it'll be 80 to 73. And I reckon one team will kick a little. Whoever kicks the straightest, most accurately, will win the game. Now, that's a bit of a broad statement, but I think both teams will have equal opportunities, and, you know, it'll be a matter of how straight either team can kick. But I'm looking forward to seeing the three giants go at it, mate. The three big boys.
Mm.
The big Hodor, he got some coaches' votes.
Yep.
Sandy played really well at the end and was just massive. And, mate, they've got a relatively small team, and they'll want to move it quickly on us, but we've still got great structures that move around. Anyway, Oz, make sure you guys listen, subscribe, rate, and review. Watch the game on Sunday. Get around us. Refer a friend. Say, hey, Dockers. Two guys just randomly talk about what's going on. Dual citizens, swapping about. You know, we reminisce about legendary Dockers. And if you want to as well, guys, we do a review show called The Purple Rain on the Purple Rain feed. So, yeah, subscribe, rate, and review to that as well. All right, guys, we'll see you next Thursday.
See you later, guys.